It is an event sponsor. In other words, they have an event coming up, and so we are going to chatter about them so everybody's aware of what it is. Save the date is April 13th of 2022. It's called Build My Future. It's going to be at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's a hands-on skilled trade event. The employers will be there. You can try job-specific skills. It's manufacturing. It's commercial and residential construction, the restaurant industry, IT, law enforcement, trucking, healthcare. The list goes on and on. I hate to be cliche, but it used to be, what, job fairs? This is the whole new evolution of the job fair. We had, even from our company, we had people on drywall stilts and things showing different attributes of work in the skills. Governor Reynolds was there last year. It's a big deal. It's statewide. There will be countless schools that bus kids into this thing so that so they can be exposed to what's out there far as jobs. Go to iowaskilledtrades.com to register, and they've got an at Iowa Skilled Trades on the Twitter. And we're hoping to get Brandon Patterson probably in some point in time.
Talk about it
as well. It's a great deal. We will talk about it over and over again because I want April 13 put down on people's paper. I know if you go to the website, you can add it to your calendar right there. So, again, Build My Future, Iowa State Fairgrounds, April 13th. Happy to sponsor or happy to talk about it.
Here is the importance of that. And we're almost, I believe, and I wanted to get your take on this. I think we're almost at a breaking point right now of colleges and universities. The amount of money that you have to spend just to do what they consider to be your intro to college before you get to do what you want to do to help you get a job outside of college at about $20,000 a year.
Right.
And the amount of money that you can make in trades if you come right out of high school. We have, I've talked to a bunch of kids. They were thinking, you know, I wanted to go play baseball. Maybe I wanted to go play football, but college, probably not for me. And I'm like, and I deal with Baker Group and
you get into your HVAC guys, you get into your electrical, you get into your, I mean, it's the hands-on where you're going to learn over 2 years to be, whether you're an apprentice or whatever the program may be, but you learn as you become better. And then you become at 30 years old, you own your company.
Right. Not only are you working in your trade with somebody else,
exactly.
You have places in your place of work that you get to practice your trade.
Right. And it's by no means is this something I'm on this bandwagon opposed to this. I mean, I have my oldest daughter is getting her master's in kinesiology. School is for some people.
Oh, absolutely.
Other people, it's not. And instead of, well, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna spend $80,000 for 4 years, but I don't have anything specific that I'm going for.
Right.
That's when it gets, I went just to go, and now you're paying for a very long time on a lot of student loans.
I went to party.
Well, did you get a piece of paper on the wall for it?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well. No. So that's one of those things. Okay. So I may have to retire from radio tonight.
Okay.
I did not know there was such a thing as people fact-checking me. I didn't know people were going to check to make sure I'm telling the truth.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, we just let it go with that. We don't need to say names or anything.
I didn't say a name. I said fact-checker.
And you know what? I would like that. I don't want to.
No, I am. I
trust me, you're fallible, Gary. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. That was a joke. Fact. I know people are fact-checking me.
See, they
fact-check me all the time.
Sometimes you and I get into, just because we say it articulately, it's true mode sometimes. But I remember the Cale Sanderson, how it was, he would never leave, but he did leave, and it was under Pollard's watch.
Yeah,
there's more to it, and I need to do a little research on that.
He left in 8, and Jamie came in 5. I did not realize that Jamie has been there that long.
Like I said, there's more to the story that we're just scratching the surface.
So 17 years he's been there. Right. I did not know that. Yep. Thank you, fact checker. I appreciate that. I don't want to be wrong. I mean, it makes me look more foolish than I already am. So
it sounded really good.
It's
nice to know that people are listening. That's
it's
what
awesome
I like.
To know that people are listening. Fact checker. Now I have to remember that there's fact checkers out there. When the NBA All-Star game, let's start with this question.
Yes.
Do you like watching the All-Star game? Because it's not like a regular NBA game. Do you like watching the All-Star game?
It's probably where, yeah. I mean, it's
I do too.
Here's something that was explained to me by a 20-something year old, because I've been very inquisitive about the NBA of how to get back into watching it. Like, you know, everybody watched Michael Jordan. I mean,
yep.
People that were not beyond even fringe sports fan, they just watched it because it was the Celtics and it was the Bulls, and it was, I mean, that's what you did. And then we
started with Magic and Larry.
Right.
And carried on with Michael.
Exactly. The big thing, I know, but thank you, fact checker. The big thing for me is when I talk to these guys, I said, okay, do you like watching, do you like watching your team? And a with it NBA fan or a 20-something year old or whatever, he goes, you may watch a team play a team, but I follow players because of how they move around. I will always watch LeBron. The Lakers are junk right now, but I love to watch LeBron. And picking that team, he goes, you can pick a team. If you think you want to become a Pacers fan, or a Milwaukee fan, no, don't be a Milwaukee fan. They won last year. They're basically going to call you for weather. Well, it doesn't matter what they're going to call me. I cannot call myself an NBA fan, but I am very intrigued because as I list through the people that you and I betted dinner over on our All-Star game, I'm like, oh, yeah, he played Kansas, played against Iowa State. I've seen this guy play. I've seen this guy. He was a Wichita State Shocker. And it's getting relevant in my mind again of, oh, yeah, I've watched these guys. I need to get back to why I enjoyed watching them the first go around and start watching it again.
Of all the things that you threw out there, you threw out a Wichita Shocker. That's Wichita, shocking.
Well, I like the Shockers.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm just saying that was the inside joke that nobody else got but you and me and fact checker.
Okay, let it go. But no, it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, spent time talking to my nephew quite a bit about MMA, about the NBA. It's that 20 to 30 year old range. They watch sports differently.
They do.
I mean, it's To bet on the fights that they know so much about the undercard because it's part of their parlay. But the NBA it was the same way. He talks passionately about players, and I'm like, well, who's your team? Well, I'm a Denver guy, so the Nuggets are my team. But I like to watch this. I mean, they watch games to watch players opposed to watching teams, and it's. But then again. Don't get attached to somebody on this team because they're going to be on somebody else's team next year.
And that was the funny thing. We had a remote down at downtown.
Oh, Tonic.
At Tonic. Yes. And Sweet Chuck and Drew and my Drew all came down. And it was like, they hadn't seen each other for a while.
Right. All the 20, and, 22, 23-year-old
guys. Right. And they're over in a corner. And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about UFC, and they're talking about NBA.
Right.
It was so funny to see, and you're like, yeah, that's what we like to talk about on the show too. I had somebody, with Demos, it's somebody coming in and coming on the show, and they're like, and you don't mind that? I'm like, I love having. It is boring to sit in here and do this job. By yourself. You need somebody to bounce stuff off of.
Right.
So yes, having people in here, and especially people that, and not only are those three, Zach, are they passionate, they are extremely accurate in their takes. If you're listening to their takes and then you go out and you're listening to takes that are Stephen A. Smith and all that, it's the same. They're getting the same. I can't stand Stephen A. Smith. The best thing about Stephen A. Smith and the only good thing that ESPN's done in a long time, they brought in and I can't remember the guy. He's a longtime radio guy in New York too. And they brought him in and they just throw a subject out there that they know that him and Stephen A don't agree on and let him go. And you know, usually Stephen
Light
A
the fuse and let him go.
Yeah, Stephen A shouts everybody down. Yeah, you're not shouting this guy down. It's fun.
But like back to what your first point with this being is it is they are very educated. They just don't, you know, go into this, whether it's UFC or whether it is the NBA, they know the history of, well, he had this problem and this, and he didn't like this coach and he wouldn't play with such and such because they had history. I mean, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. That is
knowledgeable.
It really is. So this weekend, the Iowa State, the Cyclones play the Sooners. And as much as we've been struggling with Iowa State in losing some of these games when we were on a run and, This has been Oklahoma, the Sooners. They have 12 losses. Six of them are by less than 5 points. Two were by 2 points in overtime. And the last two losses they had were 4 points combined. So they lost one by three, one by one. So they've had that same type of season with a really good basketball team that are now snake bitten. So now they have to come to Ames. And it's a really big one. This is a big game for Iowa State.
It is a very big game, and I hope it's a Hilton Magic type moment that they actually, you know, do what they're supposed to do and do what they can do.
And the really cool thing about it is if you go to that game, and by the way, and I'm joking, folks, but fact checker. I get to go to Ames with him this weekend. So I get to see Ashley Jones. She is now the career points leader for Iowa State. And they're going to do it at halftime of the Iowa State-Oklahoma game.
They're going to give what? Or give a reward?
I think probably a basketball and something else for being the leading scorer.
Fact checker is laughing right now. did you know I'm going with you?
Yes. No, I didn't know that.
So yes, I'm going to the Iowa State game.
Well, I'm just saying that.
Yeah. So,
okay, you're supposed to tell me to turn my phone off.
Oh, see, you got to buy the next round because if your phone rings on air like that. So, but no, yes. So Gary, excuse me, Steen. I'm not supposed to use your real name, but anyway, we use mine all the time. Yeah, so we'll be hanging out together on Saturday.
There you are.
Yeah,
that's what we'll do this weekend. You need a radio name.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Why would we do that? We don't need to.
Yes.
You know what? Everybody calls me Scotty B. There, we're done.
Okay, we're done.
Perfect. Move on. But no, we're going to the game together. It will be cool.
It will be fun.
To see the ceremony, if you will, for Ashley Jones. I'm sure she would have said, you know what? I'll wait if we just don't lose this game by 30 points.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
But
I felt bad for them last night. I mean, it just nothing was working last night. And it happens. I mean, you
– So what? How many is that, their fourth loss?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So
I'm not going to tell you it's her fourth. I'll look. Okay. Let me look.
Okay.
To make sure.
No, if you just say I think you're right, that's a good thing. But okay, are they a second round Sweet 16? What are you feeling?
Depends on matchups. If they played somebody like Maryland or Michigan, after I've seen them play the Hawkeyes, they're going to run into the same problems. Big athletic people, there's not a lot of that. The closest thing to some of the teams in the Big Ten that are big and athletic is like Oklahoma. And Iowa State played really well against Oklahoma. They have Oklahoma again. That'll be the telltale sign if they can. But that's the team. If it's a team that wants to run with them and shoot with them, they're good.
Right.
I mean, because I don't think you can shoot with Iowa State. But you can muscle and knock him around and get him in foul trouble.
Change their style.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that you run into is when stuff like that happens. And there's enough of them. Listen, the reason that people like Paige Beckers and folks like that get talked about is because not only are they great players,
right?
She is. As close to Caitlin Clark as you can be. They've been that way since the day they started playing against each other when they're like 12 years old. 'Cause they, She's from Minnesota. Caitlin's from here. They've been playing against each other and with each other forever. She has more talent. Connecticut has more talent.
Right.
And right now, if you took a look at Iowa and Iowa State right now, again, neutral floor, Iowa State has more shooters and more talent.
Right.
So I think Iowa State, go into the NCAA.
Iowa spikes with one player.
With one player who can take over a game and control
a
game.
Exactly. But
Iowa State has a better chance of winning games in the NCAA tournament when it's one, lose, go home, and you look like that. But
yes, it is. The Iowa State women are 21-4 after the loss.
Yep. So they're still, they were number six at 21-3, and all the teams that are below them all have 4, 5, and 6 losses. You know, that's the thing that I think sticks out the most is when you're looking at these. Even in NCAA men's, the top 10 teams all have losses and more than one. So I truly think this, Scott, I think this might be the best NCAA tournament that we've had because, I mean, we have changed the top four almost weekly the whole entire year in men's basketball.
No, absolutely.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
Right.
So it'll be really interesting to see what happens because that's just a lot of good basketball.
Wow. Iowa State needs another win this weekend. They need a breathable win.
Yeah.
Where they get a lead and then don't finish the game.
And here's one of those things. Everything that Iowa State needs is coming. There's players.
Absolutely.
There's
players. Yeah. No, this is...
I saw two more that they have. I saw games of theirs. Wow.
That's
crazy stuff.
Good
you
stuff
are
coming.
Listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Our next guest is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, 2 locations in Ankeny, 1 in West Des Moines, many locations across the state, 3 locations in Omaha. Don't forget, Monday is President's Day. Northwest Bank will be closed. But if you are ready to open up a checking account and open up your horizons for a bank, choose Northwest Bank. Great people, great products, anywhere from personal, business, mortgage, private banking, wealth management, insurance, everything. They have it all, and they're going to take care of you. That's why we love having them on this show, because that's what we believe in as well. Is it should always be about the customer, and they do a great job of doing that. Once again, Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on, member FDIC. My next guest is at The B Styles on Twitter, and it is Brendan Styles. How you doing, B?
Doing good, and I have to say I'm glad I was wrong about the Super Bowl in the sense of it being, I didn't think it'd be a close game, and it ended up being exactly what I think a lot of us were hoping it would be.
It was a fun game to watch. I didn't think that I could come out liking Joe Burrow more, and I do. I don't know if he's ever going to get back again. I hope he does because I love the kid and I love how he plays. So it'll be interesting, but it won't be easy. And you cannot have your quarterback. I mean, he's been sacked over 70 times.
Right.
You cannot do that.
You know what's crazy is a lot of those sacks that the Rams got came with the Bengals ahead in the game, which tells me that Cincinnati, like when you reflect back on it, like they struck there early in the third quarter after we all enjoyed the halftime show. They got that touchdown right away, and then they got the interception. That was their chance to put it away, and they ended up having to settle for a field goal and stay in a one-possession game. That, to me, that really was a difference because – you get a touchdown there and you force the Rams to play from 10 or 11 points behind. I don't know if they would have came back and won like they ended up doing. So, you know, to me, it was that and just the Rams, we all knew that was the big mismatch going into the game, and that ended up being the case. And you could just sense once LA took the lead late, Aaron Donald was not going to let them lose that game. You saw the two plays that he made there at the very end to seal it. So, yeah, it was a good game, but I think in terms of who I expected to win, it went about the way I expected it.
On that Super Bowl float, and he rips his shirt off, who wants to run into that guy? I put on social media. I couldn't imagine having him hit me like that, and then you put pads on him and a helmet? You could die.
I think that's what's crazy, though, is you used to think about, like, a defensive lineman, like, and I'm not saying that he's not big, obviously, but, like, he's ripped for someone his size.
And he's not
that's
big.
Not how guys looked 20, 25
tall.
Years ago.
I'm not backing you.
No,
but he is solid. He has got a frame on him that is stout.
Oh my goodness, it is crazy. And here's the part. If I'm a Cincinnati Bengal fan, and I have this all going through, and I'm glad for Zach Taylor because I think Zach Taylor is going to be a really good coach, and he just didn't have things. So how tall is he?
Holy Lord.
Is he 6'4"?
He is 6'1" and 284 pounds.
Yeah, I didn't think he was very tall. Isn't that crazy? And he is athletic and can move.
Wow.
Being a Bengals fan, I would be mad. And being Joe Burrow, I would be mad. They were $49 million under the salary cap. And he doesn't have any offensive linemen. That's crazy, B.
Right. But you know, I will say this. Everybody says, in hindsight, maybe they should have taken Penei Sewell instead of Jamar Chase.
Oh, no.
We don't know if they would have gotten a Super Bowl with that, because then they would have had one less weapon.
I'd rather spend money and get six other people and just keep rotating them in or do something like that. Yeah.
And I think now they're in a position where they know what they need. I think, you know, I don't know. I doubt they get back there next year, but I have a suspicion that as long as Burrow's in Cincinnati, you look at that division. Baltimore's good. I know your Ravens are good. But who knows what's going to happen with Cleveland and whether or not they're going to move on from Baker or not. The Steelers, we don't know what they're going to be without Ben Roethlisberger as a quarterback now. So this is an opportunity for Cincinnati, I think, to be a team that they could be at the top of that division for like the next 3 or 4 years. And maybe in that window they get back, and that's when they have more of a better offensive line and enough protection for Burrow that he could deliver in that clutch moment.
I asked my radio partner, Scott, I'm going to ask you too, if you had to pick between Davante Adams and Cooper Kupp, who would you take? 2 years different in age. Cooper's 2 years younger. Mm-hmm. Is there that big a difference between the two of them?
You know what? I think I'm going to lean towards Cooper Kupp the more I think about it. Because initially, my first instinct was to say Davante Adams, because I'm used to the guy burning my team twice every year. But I think part of that, too, you wonder how much of that is playing with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And even when he was in college, he had Derek Carr. Whereas with Cooper Kupp, he had Stafford this year, but before that, he had Jared Goff. So... Yeah. I think about that. I think about what Cooper Kupp just did this season alone, and the fact that Jerry Rice is the only other guy to even come close to doing stuff like that. I think I got to go with Cooper Kupp the more I think about that.
If you saw him after he got off the stage taking his award that he didn't want, he wanted to give it to somebody else, and he took his pads off and was walking around down there, you would have thought he was an usher. Right. Not the leading receiver in football.
But the way he gets the ball without being open, and then what he does after he gets the ball, he's just a joy to watch.
Okay, what's Chicago have to do to get in the talk of winning that division?
Are we talking the Bears here?
Yep.
Oh boy. Obviously having protection for Justin Fields would help, as we just saw with Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to have to probably get another receiver, because I highly doubt Allen Robinson's going to be sticking around. And, Darnell Mooney's great, and I think he's established himself as a number one, but I think you need somebody to compliment him. Defensively, I think that they're going to probably look at D-line, and I feel like they're going to need to get another corner opposite Jalen Johnson. So if they could do that stuff, then I think they could be in a position to at least compete next year and be better and be in a position where maybe they could at least get a wild card spot. The whole thing with the division, I mean, the simplest answer I could have given you is pray for Aaron Rodgers to get the hell out. But I don't know if that's going to happen now after the news that came out yesterday. So I think it's one of those things where once he's gone and it becomes more, okay, it's you against probably Minnesota, maybe Detroit somehow sneaks into that conversation, but it's probably between the Bears and Vikings at that point. Then I think that they can put the pieces in place to potentially be a playoff team.
Okay, next one. Once again, we're talking to Brendan Styles. He's at TheBStyles on Twitter. If I could let you use the magic wand and you could pick the Blackhawks being good again after struggling this year or the Bears be good, which one are you doing?
I'm thinking the Bears.
Okay. We kind of figured you probably would.
I mean, I love the Blackhawks. They're still my hockey team, but, you know, they've been going – the funk that they're in, it's not just this year. They've been in it for a while now. And it's to the point where I almost feel like they've had to be in rebuild mode. They've just been reluctant about doing it. So there's that. And they've also delivered 3 Stanley Cups for me, whereas I haven't seen the Bears win the Super Bowl yet in my lifetime. So that's the one that I'm waiting on.
As my partner just looked, yeah, B's not that old.
I did the math. I'm like, son of a gun, really?
I missed it by a year. I missed it by a year.
I was going to tell you that yeah. There has been a lot of great NBA basketball players in our lifetime. I'm not so sure that any of them's had a run like DeMar DeRozan's having right now. Where did that come from?
Literally, no. I mean, he's the first player in NBA history to have 7 straight games with 35 points on over 50% shooting. And that was a record set by Wilt Chamberlain.
Of all people, it was Wilt Chamberlain.
I mean, you're talking about something that lasted over 60 years, and that finally got broken last night. No, he's having a great season, probably even an MVP season. I think in order for him to actually win the MVP, though, the Bulls have got to finish the best record in the league, and I don't see that happening with the way Phoenix and Golden State both look right now. But I will say this. If he can keep playing like that here after the All-Star break, then I think they're definitely going to be in a position where they can maybe get to 50 wins, and suddenly you're talking about them being, top two seed in the Eastern Conference. And that makes a huge difference in terms of the type of matchup you end up getting in the playoffs. So I think if he can play like that, that would be great, especially right now because they don't have Lonzo Ball or Alex Caruso. And I think once those guys come back and they're supposedly adding Tristan Thompson, which I think fills a huge void that I've been telling you that they've been needing to address, that's going to address that. And I think in a big way, you get him to buy in. I think that's the kind of thing that allows this team to, you know, be in a position where it's not just home court we're talking about, but like I said, being a 1 or 2 seed in the East.
I agree with that. If Iowa can do tonight to Michigan what they have done to some other teams the last 3 or 4 games, how much does that change expectations for the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament?
I don't know if it really changes expectations. I do think that a win tonight definitely helps, you know, keep them, you know, in a position where they're firmly in. I think the bigger thing would be if they were to somehow, you know, in addition to tonight, if they were to either go into Columbus this Saturday or you get Michigan State at home on Tuesday night, if you could win either of those two games, I think that would do far more significant in terms of what that could do for them in terms of, you know, there's not just making the NCAA tournament, but in terms of the seeding that they ultimately have. This is a game tonight. You look at it, you would think that they would win it primarily because they're at home. That said, Michigan's a very similar team. I told you before that I looked at this game as a toss-up kind of like I looked at Maryland last week as a toss-up. They won that Maryland game, and that was huge. And I think if you could get at least a split here because they play Michigan twice, you could at least get possibly the game tonight. I think that would be significant just in terms of not just your seed, or not just like making the tournament, but possibly maybe avoiding an 8-9 matchup where you're going to end up drawing a one seed in the round of 32.
Right. Once again, we're talking to Brendan Stiles. He's at DB Stiles on Twitter. Keegan Murray, I thought one of the mm-hmm. things that has been said in the last couple of weeks when he's been playing so well is, you know, how does this happen to a kid that didn't have hardly any stats last year? Well, Luka Garza was there. He yep. you know, that and you had Wieskamp. It's hard to do. Right. What he's done and turned himself into, I don't know if there's another player in the NCAA that I can remember, and I've been watching for since 79, mm-hmm. that has turned himself into being that people from the University of Iowa fans said, why are we bringing these two here, to being, they think he's going to be the ninth pick. I'm telling you, he's going to be in the top four because of what he can do. A lot of guys that might go like, you know, the Illinois guy or Johnny Davis or somebody like that, right. Their game will not transfer to the NBA as well as his game. Inside, outside, long, plays defense, rebounds. It's, you know, I think I don't think he's going to hit his ceiling for a while.
Right. It's funny you mention that. And granted, I think that this is a much more, I think it's unique in terms of how you're describing it and like where he ultimately is going to get drafted. But it sounds kind of similar to what you saw with Luka Garza a few years ago. And I'm not talking about Garza from last year, but rather when he was a junior, because you knew that there was potential, but you didn't, until he had that game at Michigan where he busted out and scored like 45 points. I don't think anybody ever really looked at him and thought, okay, yeah, he's a guy that for sure is going to have a chance at the NBA someday. He ends up having that game, and then he just stays consistent from that point on. And you saw the end result with him winning Big Ten Player of the Year 2 years in a row. So I think there are other examples out there. Another name that just kind of came to my mind as you were talking there was Frank Kaminsky at Wisconsin, because, you know, his first 2 years, he barely did anything for them. And then suddenly he took off, and he not only elevated Wisconsin, like, to being what they always were, which is like a team that regularly made the NCAA tournament, but he helped them get to that next level in terms of being a Final Four team under Bo Ryan. So, I think Keegan Murray definitely has that potential, and to your point, it is kind of unique, just in terms of how he's been able to do it.
It's a ton of fun. B, that went too fast, man. Talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you next week, Keegan.
B Stiles, you're listening to Happy Hour with Dean and Scott on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Be right back.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines. Rude in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Thursday. One segment left.
It just flies by.
It does. I am off on Friday and Monday, so the next time you hear us, it'll be Tuesday with Scott in here with me again. So that's the perfect thing right there. Check us out on Twitter, at ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. I'll have today's podcast and yesterday up after 8 o'clock tonight.
Don't forget at happy_SS, because yes. You know, there's some funny stuff that goes on there.
we're thinking that maybe it can't get put back to us that people are posting on there. So
yeah,
no.
There you go.
But I can't do that because you know what'll happen if we put stuff on there. Fact checker.
We'll figure out who's actually listening to us.
Fact checker's going to get us.
Would you leave him alone?
No, I'm not picking on. I even wrote him that I love fact checker. I need a fact checker.
I know.
Usually it's my wife, and I don't take that as well. What else do we have? Want to thank our sponsors, Northwest Bank and Laser Home Services and BetMGM. Couldn't do the show without them. You hear BetMGM commercials through the show. Demos getting ready to start coming in and having a weekly segment with us, which will be pretty cool. We talked earlier today about hands-on skilled trades event. We'll talk about more of that in the next couple of weeks as well.
Build my future.
Build your future. I love
good stuff.
I'm here to tell you, in property management world, everything that we need to do our job, we need more people. I mean, it's you to get HVAC to, I mean, all that electrical, plumbing, it is ridiculous that they have no work. Yep. I mean, they have no help. They have all kinds of work. They have no help.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it's not minimum wage, folks. It's a great skill to have, and it's unbelievable. Like I said, it needs to be done.
April 13th, we'll keep talking about it.
Yep, we'll talk about it a ton. Let's see. We don't have anything going on until Saturday. We're going to have the Texas Tech game on here. Then on Saturday, the Duke Florida State game. You and I plays Missouri State on Sunday. Once again, Missouri, you and I and Drake need to win out.
Yeah.
And then play well in the Missouri Valley Conference Championship and see where it goes. They've both lost a couple of games that they shouldn't have lost, and that kind of hurt. So it'll be interesting to see. And then Louisville, North Carolina at 6 o'clock next Monday, President's Day. I won't be in tomorrow as well. So, and want to thank Zach Steenblock and B Styles. Seriously, when you can have an open conversation like that for 15, 16 minutes and there's no dead time and you're not looking for something to talk about, that's really good interviews. I mean, it's fun.
He's wonderful because it's just, like I said, he's one of those where you light the fuse and let him go. His comment that he made that he's just, because he's being an NFC North guy, just can't wait for Aaron Rodgers to leave. Well, I'm an AFC East guy, and I couldn't wait for Brady to leave, and then Josh Allen became great. So careful what you wish for.
Yeah, it didn't work out for that as well as you would hope for. I do think that you're headed in the right direction. I'm a huge
Mike McDaniel fan.
I'm a huge fan.
Yep.
Okay, so had a couple of things that I wanted to talk about today. When the Rams were having their celebration yesterday, there is a social media post out there with a video of a gal taking pictures of Matthew Stafford and his wife, Kelly. And all of a sudden, you didn't see the gal anymore. She fell off the back of the stage.
Oh, Lord.
And side note is, if you are an NFL quarterback and you're really good and you just won the Super Bowl, put down the booze. I mean, he was just as bad as Tom Brady was the year before.
He didn't throw the trophy from a boat to a boat, though.
But he saw her go, and he looked at his wife and go, oh, man, you need to take care of that. And he went the other way. They did. The gal's name was Kelly Smiley. It said that Rams Matthew Stafford and Kelly Stafford announced they will be covering the medical expenses for Kelly Smiley, who fell off a stage during Wednesday's Super Bowl parade.
I guess I missed it. What did he bump her or something? Or what?
She took a step back and there was no more step.
Whoa.
She fractured her spine.
Oh, dear God.
And a couple of other things. And they said, we were very sorry that it happened. It had nothing to do with anybody. I mean, they were just there. So
he's a good dude. He's easy to watch.
Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Matthews, his fiance. They need, I mean, it's enough for him to try to keep his brother off social media. And then, oh my gosh, I feel sorry for Patrick Mahomes. I just want to play football.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Breeze. God, I love those.
Oh my goodness. The other one that happened today, and I thought that I took, Tyler Skaggs was a pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels,
yes.
And he had an opioid addiction, and he ended up killing himself by overdosing. They had a federal trial today that have had some people that the parents want closure. Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, they want a settlement today. And a lot of people said, well, that's just people thinking that they can pick. They're taking all the money and they're giving it all to try to help right. with opioids. And during this trial, it came out that, I mean, the Los Angeles, there was a lot of opioid abuse going on. Mike Harvey, I mean, all of these guys. And they kind of got ran through the ringer too. But we've talked about this with football, with all these. We watch our kids play sports. We watch our kids just growing up. And you wish you were that age. Well, the really crazy thing is, you don't stay that age for that long.
No.
And you have pain when if you are competing at the highest level in your sport, the Olympics, all of this, and you have that type of pain, we need to do a better job in this country with our athletes in helping them control the way that they deal with pain management. Right. We've lost a lot of good people because they didn't have any idea how to take care of pain management. You have someone like Junior Seau. I was trying to think of the other one, that was in such bad pain in such a bad way that they killed themselves. So their thought process was, so NFL could take our brains apart right, and see exactly. what's happening so we can stop it from happening. When you look at Chicago Bears guy who then did some wrestling, 275-pound Steve McMichael, and you look at him in the hospital right now with I think he has Lou Gehrig disease. Don't quote me on that. Fact checker.
You prefaced it correctly.
Yes,
I think.
But he's like 140 pounds,
right.
And we've talked about it on this show. It's a train wreck.
Oh, it's a car wreck every time.
And we love it. We bet billions of dollars on it.
Right.
And you know, that's the crazy thing, that these guys are athletes. Now you have some amazing athletes that know what they're doing, take care of their money, take care of their families and do all that. But you have 65-70% of them are just like, "Woo, man, look at this money," and exactly. don't know what to do. Once again, I get it. The NFL, it's a business. But these are your employees. You need to figure out something that you can help. And I think it's getting to a point where you are even going to have to bring that down into the college level. I hate to say that even at the high school level, but there's some pretty high quality high school programs that I think probably do some stuff they probably shouldn't do.
Yes.
I'm not saying that in this general area, but when you look at some of these, when they're playing in front of 50,000 fans and you know, they're playing in better stadiums than in Texas, than, you know, Iowa and Iowa State playing, there's a lot of money being changed hands right. and a lot of things happening.
But I will say, I mean, I don't want to paint this with such a broad stroke. I've known some guys that they played in the league 2 years. They, you know, pretty much, they made between $400,000 and $500,000. They turned it into their nest egg and created a business with it.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, it can happen. Not everyone has to be Emmett Smith and have a brand and Tom Brady and, you know, all these guys over the now you've got, you know, Joe Burrow. He's got all his nicknames. He's creating a brand for himself as well. There's the guys that are league minimum, and it's what you do with that. It's I made $200,000 this year. That's a lot of money. Okay, what are you going to do with it? Because is it going to be there again next year?
Exactly.
I mean, it's...
And you have people that, you know, everybody says, well, how did Tom Brady make it to age 42? What's he doing? He has to be doing... Dude's kept care of his body
right.
since the day he got in the league and people made fun of him because he looked like he looked. And he's like, yeah, that's not going to happen anymore. And I'm going to change that.
Well, I'm sure he didn't want to walk around the house naked either. So, I mean, he had to stay good looking. On that note,
well, see,
happy hour sports.
Fact checker can't help that comment. There's nothing I can do about that one. Hey, you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We have a blast. You have no idea. If only the microphone was on during breaks, that would
be a blog.
It would be bad. Thanks for listening today on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. I will see you on Tuesday.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.